Hi, everybody. This is Norman and Advancing Life Programs bringing you our daily podcast, We Go For It. We are sharing stories, thoughts, and observations for all of you out there who are boldly aspiring. Today's thought, today's wish for you is the following. May you focus on prosperity and solutions rather than on lack and obstacles. I think it's been proven that those things that we focus the most on are those things that we attract in our lives and that manifest in our lives. Now, if that's the case, well, then the important thing is to decide what we want to focus on, to decide what we want to think about. A lot of people talk about personal development in terms of positive thinking. It's not a bad thing, but I do find that by reducing something so complex and so pivotal in our lives, which is our own development and growth brought about by us, to reduce it to a simple mantra of positive thinking, I think it's a disservice. And that's why when I talk about this thought for you, this thought for me, this thought for all of us here on Earth, is that you focus on prosperity and solutions. That's positive thinking. That's what I would like to call, or I would call, constructive thinking. It's thinking about not what the problems are, but what the solutions are. And to think about things in terms of, well, I may not see the solutions right now, but they're out there. We live in a prosperous world. Every possible solution already exists. And it's really for us to identify them, to get in harmony with them through our vibration, to act, and to attract them to us, and then to put them to use. And the only way we're going to do that, or to have a chance of that happening, is through our thinking and what we choose to focus on. When I say prosperity, I'm not only really talking about money. I'm talking about everything. I'm talking about abundance. I'm talking about a free flow. And there is a free flow of every possible thing you could want or need in your life. The important thing is to get in harmony with it, to get in vibration with it. And the way to do that is through our thinking. You see, our thinking will affect our feelings, and our feelings will affect our actions. And through our actions, we will have the reciprocal of that, the reaction, out there, bringing whatever it is that we want or need into our lives. So, as I said before, what I want for myself, I have to want for everyone else, and I sincerely do. And I hope that you take this idea to heart and you start applying it right now. Take great care of yourselves and have a great day, and talk soon.